This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
If PrEP is on the PBS, it's estimated that the cost of the HIV prevention drug per month will only be $39.95, a significant reduction. However, the reality is that even that monthly cost is still something that many cannot afford. Although it looks like continuing to import PrEP will still be the cheapest way to access the drug, Deanna Currie sat down with Michael Whelan from PrEP Access Now to find out where people can go from here. PrEP Access Now is a not-for-profit that aims to lead the way in Australia in contributing to the end of HIV by improving access to PrEP for those who need it, providing their own service to support people who cannot afford PrEP.
With the announcement that PrEP has been recommended to be listed on the PBS and will soon be available for purchase at an affordable price, almost immediately conversations shifted in online PrEP groups from "this is fantastic" to the reality that for many in our communities, even $39.95 per month is something that they simply cannot afford. So what's the next step? I sat down with Michael Whelan from PrEP Access Now, who have not only been providing people with information about PrEP for the past few years, but have been directing people to how they can access PrEP in a way that works for them.
It's a tricky situation for a lot of people in this country. It's an amazing thing to have medication listed on the PBS so we can access it more easily, especially in those states and territories where we have nothing or have only recently just had clinical trials going on. Clinical trials are great. They're only really a stopgap measure, though. They only enable a certain amount of people to get onto PrEP, whereas PBS-listed PrEP and subsidised co-payment of PrEP will mean that the majority of Australians can get access to PrEP. However, there is this subsection of people where they're not on a low enough income to have a healthcare card or a valid concession, but they also can't afford another $40 a month on top of their phone bill, on top of their rent, on top of all the other expenses that they're day-to-day trying to keep up with. So it's going to be interesting supporting those people going forward.
PrEP Access Now have been focused on informing anyone who wants to know about the ways that they can access PrEP in an affordable way for them.
At the moment, we have a flush of PrEP, really. We're in the best position we've ever been in to access PrEP through all of the means we have available to us. So there are still clinical studies going on. So if there is one going on in your state or territory that you can still enroll in, or if you're already a part of it, we, through PrEP Access Now, recommend absolutely get on board with those and stay onto those. They are the cheapest, most effective, and most convenient way to access PrEP if you can get access to it. Once the PBS is listed, so we've got a few more weeks to go before that conversation will start happening about when I can go down to the local pharmacy and pick up my PrEP. But once that does happen, you know, it's not just $39.50 for everyone. If you're on a concession, you can access cheaper medication. If you're Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander, under the Closing the Gap program, you can access lower cost medication as well, which is fantastic. And personal importation, it's still around, guys. It's not going anywhere. So it's the cheapest it's ever been to import PrEP from overseas. It's even cheaper than the general PBS co-med payment price. There's pros and cons to both ways. It's obviously going to be cheaper to import currently at the moment. That obviously is in flux with things like the Australian dollar changing as suppliers enter or exit the market. At the moment, it's been incredibly reliable, but we don't know what's going to happen long term. The PBS listed price isn't going anywhere, so that's going to remain constant. A little bit of flux with importing price.
Now that we have PrEP, this enables us to take responsibility for our own sexual health into our own hands. But now we have to figure out how we can manage the financial responsibilities as well. This means different things for different people as they figure out the best way for them to be able to access the PrEP that they need.
And it's just going to be a little bit of a learning mechanism of figuring out how to juggle things around so that PrEP is affordable for you, whether that's through importing or through accessing it through the PBS listed price. In some states and territories, PrEP on clinical studies has been free, and that's been really well taken up. Here in Victoria, we've had the fastest enrolled clinical study anywhere in the world of PrEP, and we have asked people to pay for their medication. Now, granted, that's been for 3 months as opposed to for just 1 month, but it seems as just the having to pay for the medication isn't a barrier. At the moment, it looks like that barrier is that it's just slightly more expensive. But for anyone that's stuck in that sort of push and pull area where it's kind of affordable, it's kind of not affordable, or you can't get access to things like Medicare or healthcare cards, valid concession, you can always still access PAN's coupon assistance scheme. So if you head to pan.org.au, you can jump on. You don't need to fulfill any specific financial criteria. If you cannot afford PrEP for any reason, we will help you. And because PrEP is going to potentially remain cheaper to import, lots of guys are going to be importing. What that means is that the profit from all that personal importation going through is going to sustain the coupon scheme going forward. So we don't foresee any issues being around assisting people accessing PrEP going forward. But it's a conversation that we need to be having.
That was Dean Arcuri speaking to Michael Whelan from PrEP Access Now.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.